try to keep some elements the same for the children after divorce. You can do yourself and your children a huge favor if you are able to keep some elements the same. If possible, one parent should remain in the family home with them. This way, they aren't being uprooted from where they all call home and losing their family structure all at the same time. Financially, though, this scenario isn't always possible and a move is inevitable. For children who are in school, it is best if you keep them in that same school. If you have to move, it needs to be in the same school district if possible, at least for the duration of the school year that they are in. If you have a small commute to get them to school each day, that should be fine. It can be almost impossible for children to deal with divorce, a new home, and then a new school on top of it, all at once. They simply can't deal with all of these emotions associated with all of it all at once, at one time. Try to limit as many changes as you can due to the divorce so that your children can hold on to the pieces of stability that they are left with. It can get tricky where family and friends are involved, though. You may feel uncomfortable taking them to their aunt's house or your ex's side of the family. Talk open with family and friends, though, to find out where everyone is on things. You don't want anyone to feel out of place. You also don't want your children to lose out on such valuable relationships.